office that teaches different languages in Baton Rouge. And your name?
Zachary.
Zachary, well, welcome.
Nice.
Do you all know what this is? I picked it up over here.
It's like a switch.
Looks like a switch.
They don't know what that is.
I do too.
Vines, yeah, we have vines. You know what grows on the vines? United Methodist is also known as a connectional church. Did you guys know you have a connection in high places? You have a connection with Jesus, and he will bless you. Well, he talked about a vine. He said that he was the vine and we are the branches. Meaning he is talking about that we are connected to him and he is connected to us and we are connected to each other. I believe that that's why God created us to hug one another. Have you hugged somebody today? You know, hugs are very, very special. Humans are made to be feely, touchy people. Well, there was a famous doctor recently that said, hugging somebody is about the nicest thing that you can do for them. Hugging helps lift up people out of depression. It helps our body immune system to fight off diseases. And hugging breathes fresh life into a tired body and makes you feel young and vibrant. In the home, daily hugging will also strengthen relationships and reduce friction. All these can happen, this doctor said, when we give somebody a hug. Do you give somebody a hug in the morning before you leave and give them a hug and say, have a good day, I love you? Hugs should be a part of our daily routine. So, why don't we all give parents a big hug? Think how much you'll be doing for them if you give them a big hug. Now, some parents aren't here, actually, but think about giving each other a big hug. Think about how much you are the branches in Jesus' ministry. And being connected to one another is important to the world. And one of the ways that we can show that we're connected to someone is to give them a hug. Why don't you turn
Isn't that fun?
It really is. It sort of does this weird hug are special.